This morning, we're remembering Larry Falsey, who was the oldest deputy sheriff in the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department before his death last week. The story from KVCR's Benjamin Perper.
Falsey died last Tuesday, on January 2nd. He had been unconscious for 2 days after a fender bender on New Year's Eve led to him being assaulted by another driver, who is now facing murder charges. To get a sense of who Falsey was, I spoke with Sergeant Grant Ward of the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department. Sergeant Ward says that Falsey spent 36 years in the department, and the vast majority of that he spent on the streets in a patrol car.
He really loved being a deputy sheriff, to the point where, as a 70-year-old man, he had all kinds of opportunities, all kinds of options. He could have retired years ago. He didn't want to. He wanted to be working every single day.
Falsey's age didn't seem to slow him down at all. He led search and rescue teams well into his 60s. Sergeant Ward talks about one instance where he asked Falsey for some volunteers to do a search and rescue, but Falsey insisted on doing it himself.
A couple minutes later, Larry shows up and in his search and rescue stuff, and he goes, "Grant, this is what I do. This is what I live for." I said, "Larry, it's a Saturday, man. You need to be getting some rest." He goes, "No, this is what I do." So he really, really wanted to help out any time that he could.
Sergeant Ward is also the president of the Sheriff's Employee Benefit Association, or SEBA, which serves as the sheriff's union for San Bernardino County. He says SEBA is raising money for Falsey's family.
Yeah, SEBA has a Fallen Heroes Fund through one of our charities, and we are accepting donations right now that will be directly passed on to Larry's family. Any money coming in that's earmarked or noted for Larry Falsey will go to Larry Falsey's family.
Sergeant Ward says that Falsey will be greatly missed by the community.
I loved him. He was a friend to everybody. He had coworkers and partners that cared about him very much. He did not require a lot of attention. He didn't want a lot of attention, but he sure had everybody's respect.
Falsey's death has also received attention from the California State House. Last Friday, State Senator Connie Leyva adjourned the Senate meeting in his honor.
Members, it is with great sadness that I ask that we adjourn today in the memory of Lawrence Larry Falsey, a deputy with the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department. Let us all just remember that law enforcement puts themselves out there for all of us each and every day at their own personal risk.
You can donate to SEBA's fundraiser for Falsey's family at www.seba.biz. For KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.